You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm in Studio B this morning with a couple of special guests to talk about the next Northern Lights a cappella concert. It's their fall concert, and I have Anna and Hannah joining me this morning to tell us about the concert. Good morning to both of you.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here this morning to talk about some choral offerings, some a cappella singing. So either one of you would like to open it up and tell us a little bit about what the Northern Lights a cappella, maybe just a little precursor about the group themselves.
Yeah, so we were founded by Dr. Andy Poe. He's in the math department here. He and his wife sang a cappella in college and wanted a group to sing at their wedding, but there was no a cappella group anywhere near here. So he got that going, and ups and downs, you know, people quit, people join, you know, things like that. But we're on our 9th year, I believe.
Wow.
And so, yeah, going strong right now, which has been really nice.
Excellent. Yeah. So in year 9, you have this fall concert that's coming up on November 10th. What can you tell our listeners about what they could expect, maybe in terms of the performance, what they'll hear, and maybe some specifics about the tunes they would hear?
Yeah, we do mostly pop kind of tunes. I try to not really do the stuff that we're going to hear on the radio today because, A, we're sick of hearing it, and B, then everyone's going to compare us to the radio, but it's a very different medium. Nothing is edited since it's live performance, so it's very different than how you normally hear pop tunes. But we're doing some older stuff like Maroon 5. What else do we have?
We have
like Imogen Heap.
It's taking me to maybe 10 years ago with at least some of those and some of the tunes that I've heard, like Maroon 5 and Imogen Heap. Like, are we talking like Hide and Seek? Some
mm-hmm.
of the more familiar
that one exactly,
voices?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And with this performance, you also have some special groupings of voices. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's going to be on stage?
Yeah, so we sometimes in the past have done a just soprano alto or just tenor bass piece. Maybe just one or the other. But this semester I decided to do one of each, and then we're going to ask our alumni that are in the area or traveling back for our concert to join us on those pieces. We usually have a song where the alumni join us. They used to always do Africa by Toto, and I was a little sick of it, so I've started trying to kind of changing it up and starting and altering traditions. And so it's a new thing to have a new song that the alumni join us on that they don't know. They have the music already and are learning it on their own, and then they're going to come join us. So we're really excited about that.
Speaking of kind of having the music and learning it on your own, is that kind of the rehearsal process for the group, or do you all get together as well, or maybe a split of both?
We're together 6 hours a week rehearsing. I hope they practice outside of that, but they might not. Couldn't tell you for sure.
Most of us do. A lot of us, sometimes it's hard to find time, like, between your classes and, like, work and everything, because a lot of us do work. But a lot of people try to, like, work on it by themselves so that way we can come prepared.
So you've got groups of soprano alto tunes, you've got groups of tenor bass tunes, and then the whole choir all together as well, and the alumni all coming together. Now, when is this concert, and where is it taking place?
It's November 10th at 7:30 p.m. in the Forrest Roberts Theater, which is actually new to us. We've never sang in the FRT before. We're really excited about that collaboration with the theater department to finally have like professional audio and like fancy lights and stuff like that. So we're really excited to be in that space.
Is there any cost for this event?
It is free. We have a suggested donation of $2 for students and $5 for the public. But again, that's just a suggestion. We basically just want to have our audiences as big as possible. If you can donate a bit instead of, you know, paying a ticket price, we appreciate it. But mostly we just want to see people there and have people come out and enjoy our music.
And I guess for the good of the order, too, could you let our listeners know maybe what part you play in the choir, too, each of you?
I'm the director. So I teach everything on everything, do most of our logistics, and then I have round table executives, which is what Hannah is, and she.
Yeah, I'm considered like the secretary, but we don't really follow like our given job titles. I'm also like the only returning alto, so I get to like help out with the other altos, which is really nice.
Yeah. And Anna, what voice part do you play?
Soprano.
A soprano. Okay, gotcha. So we got an alto and a soprano in the house. Again, talking about the Northern Lights a cappella fall concert happening November 10th. That's a Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, this time in a new location, the Forrest Roberts Theater up on stage. Again, a free event with a free will suggested donation that'll be available going to support the a cappella choir. Anna and Hannah, is there anything else that you'd like to add about this concert or about the group?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to ICCA's next February, I think-ish, so, like, some of the songs that we're singing here at the concert, we'll be singing there as well, so
could
it'll
you
be
tell
nice
us,
to get some practice.
Could you tell us what the ICCA is?
ICCA's is the Intercollegiate...
International Championship of Collegiate Acapella.
So, it's basically just, like, a competition where acapella groups from... like colleges from like all around a region will go and like kind of just compete, and it's all in good fun and everything. So this is the, we didn't go last year, so it's really exciting to go with this group this year. So yeah.
That sounds like it'll be a fun time and a good learning opportunity for everyone too, and maybe make some connections with some other a cappella groups as well. Mm-hmm. Well, Anna and Hannah, it's been great talking to you this morning again about the Northern Lights a cappella and their fall concert, November 10th, Saturday, November 10th at 7:30 at the Forrest Roberts Theater. You can reach out to them on Facebook at NMU Northern Light. Anna and Hannah, thank you both so much for coming in this morning to talk about the concert.
Thank you, Kurt.
Yeah.